A huge oval gate, titanium blue and ringed with locking devices, rose up before him. Garrow's eyes caught the symbol etched into the metal above the latch, a mailed fist against a white disc, the emblem of the 7th Legion. Rogel Dorn himself had struck that sign when this door had been closed, and if Garrow opened it, it would be Dorn that he defied. Inside the sealed chamber, behind walls of deadening black phase iron and psychic countermeasures from the dark age of technology, the Primarch of the Imperial Fists had willfully imprisoned a cadre of his own sons. They had committed no crime, done nothing to dishonor their brethren. These were steadfast warriors taken from frontline battle duties, men ordered to disarm and stand down by the father of their legion. They were Imperial Fists, somber and steadfast in character, and to every last degree Dorn's true sons. Yet, they had accepted their Primarch's command without question. The only offense that these legionaries had committed was to be cursed with the gifts of the warp. Lexicanium, Codicia, or Epistolary, they were the battle brothers of the Librarius, trained to use the power of their minds as a weapon. The Emperor's passing of the edict, after the conclave on Nicaea, had ended that service in a single moment. In the wake of the Sorcerer Primarch Magnus the Red's dalliances with the mercurial powers of the warp, their weapons had been denied to them. The Emperor's orders forbade all use of psionic powers among the legions, and now Dorn's librarians spent their long days in quiet meditation, isolated from their kinsmen and their future uncertain. Garrow reached into a pouch on his belt, removing a device that Malkador himself had pressed into his hands. The origin of the small crystalline object was unknown to him, but Garrow could not entirely banish the feeling that it was somehow alien. When he had questioned the Regent of Terra on that suspicion, Malkador had said nothing, merely holding him in that steady, cold gaze. The device began its work, the seals holding the gate shut opening in swift order under its influence. But the action did not go unnoticed.
"In the Legion's name, halt and identify."
Hidden alcove spun to reveal a pair of armored gun servitors in the yellow livery of the Fists. The machine slaves dithered, struggling to track the cloaked warrior. Garrow did not give them time to target him. He gave the servitors no opportunity to raise the alarm before he attacked. Their neural cords severed, the mindless machines stumbled and crashed to the deck. Leaving them where they fell, Garrow turned back to the gate as the last of the seals disengaged.